Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Shaw's. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network.
Hour to Green Day. The last hour.
I know you're a huge Green Day fan.
I love Green Day.
Good concert last year, right?
Great concert last year. I mean, we were doing the broadcast at Fenway Park. By the way, this is the Bradford Show. I'm Rob Bradford with Brian Barrett, Ken Laird, Coop. And I was doing the, we were obviously doing the broadcast, and then that day, I think it was a day game, we walk out and there's Green Day, and they were asking everyone to jump up and down at the same time. And the whole place was shaking, and then I found out later that people outside the park could feel it shake. It was awesome. Awesome. Can we do that now? Can everyone everyone here...
It's all Cardinals fans, according to Barrett today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a ton of Cardinals fans. Just saw a David Freese jersey, a Goldschmidt jersey. Hey, Rob, at that concert, were you the guy that was screaming, Mosh Pit! That was you?
I was. But
but there really are a ton of Cardinals fans, man. Some of those, like,
are you
powder
okay?
jerseys,
you feel threatened?
It's just like protect the home turf. Come on, let's go, Fenway.
I was going to ask everyone here in the country club media tent to jump up and down, but they were all like, look at me sideways, like they all already are. I am at the U.S. Open, the country club. Brian Barrett's at Fenway Park.
Where, by the way, the world number one taking a rise up the leaderboard, Rob.
Yes, of course. Well, you want an update?
Give me a quick up. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hold on a second.
I know it's the Bradford Show, but.
I know, but hold on. You got to give me some warning here because, you know, it's this. You know, the setup they have here in terms of the big scoreboard, I can't figure out. So I'm default to
default. The minus sign means under par. The plus means over par.
You might not have been the best choice for Golf Reporter.
E means even.
I got to say, though, the snacks are outstanding.
I think Metric Man should have been in Brooklyn.
Metric Man should have absolutely been here. Scottie Scheffler is 6-under. Patrick and he's all alone atop the leaderboard. Patrick Rogers, 4-under. Colin Morikawa is 4-under. Those two guys in second. Colin Morikawa. Oh, man, I bought these knickers and everything. I mean, what am I doing? So we are here at the U.S. Open Championship, and you had mentioned the Cardinals fans. The thing about, I don't know, Ken, if you've been out to St. Louis to watch. Have you been out to St. Louis to watch a game?
I have not, no.
So, I don't feel like Pittsburgh, you're from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and sort of, I guess I would lump that in with Midwest, sort of?
Yeah, we're the Paris of the Appalachians.
Yes.
We're the best of both worlds.
Springfield College is the Harvard of Alden Street. I would say this. Well, St. Louis, I've never seen fans who are friendlier. Like, so they something happens, you're like, oh, nice try. Good effort, nice try. That's super.
Like Jason Tatum.
He kind of there. We're
from St. Louis.
We're getting to the heart of it. Mm-hmm. Although that's
like Nelly.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but I went to an All-Star game when it actually meant something there, and it came down to the end. I mean, we're talking about home field advantage. I think the Cardinals were right in the mix. It might have been that year that they played the Red Sox, 2013, And you know, it was right down the stretch, and something happened. Oh, the great game of baseball is a real winner. I've never seen fans like that. It's crazy. It's so different.
So you took
Boston.
A video of yourself?
Yes. Well,
they were saying the great game of baseball.
Yeah, well, when I say it, it's just to deflect from the agony of others. When they say it, they're just happy to be there. So there's a big, big difference, Brian. Come on.
I feel you, kid.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Wally in Fall River. Hey, Wally, how are you today?
Hey, what's up, guys? I hope Bradford knows that Roman Reigns retained his title. He's still the head of the table. But as far as Bogey and Devers, I'll put $10 in nominal right now and mail it to Chaim Bloom towards their contract. You got to keep these guys. I mean, you'll be a fool not to. I mean, Rafi's only 25 years old. He'll probably want a contract like Judge, who, if he hits 60 home runs, probably want $400 million. But with Rafi, you know, with Rafi and Bogey, you know what you're getting. They show up every day, especially Bogey. He's not a ruptured duck. He's not going to be out if he's got a sniffles or a pimple on his back. You can depend on Bogey. And he's just a great teammate. But as far as relievers, we know where the problem lies originally. Chaim Bloom didn't do his job this winter. We could have had Kenley Jansen and Iglesias brought McHugh back. But that's the cheapest thing to get, guys, at the deadline, a reliever. You get a lot of teams that think.
Not really.
No, I mean,
it depends on what reliever. If you're talking about Hansel Robles and Austin Davis, sure, it's not going to cost you a ton. But still, you get Austin Davis for one of your a guy who was a first-round draft pick. You can think what you want about Michael Chavis, but still, I mean, that's capital right there. So anyway, go ahead. Continue, Wally.
Do you remember when we go about Mark Melancia? I think we got him during the season, him and Eric Gagne.
Mark
Melancia. I don't think we gave up that much. Both them guys came here and they got hammered. So I really now don't think, I mean, you got teams like Miami, Cincinnati. I really don't think you're going to have to give up that much. But like I said, you need a safety net. The eighth and ninth innings on a purchase situation, you're going to be Cool Hand Luke. You know, you just can't say, well, we'll throw Huey, Dewey, and Louie in that spot. It's not that easy, Brad.
Okay, thanks for the call, Wally. You lost me at Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and you definitely lost me at Mark Belanger. Holy mackerel. I mean, that's going back.
No, he said Mark Melancia.
Did he say Belanger or Melancia?
Melancia.
Oh. I was like, Mark Belanger? Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, Melancia, you gave up, well, listen, I mean, for Gagne, that wasn't cheap.
Melancia's going to go at the deadline.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's okay. In Arizona.
All right, mm-hmm. So this sets up perfect for the question that I was asking you guys. I wanted everyone to come prepared. This was homework. You had about a half hour to work on this. Now that we know the Red Sox are firmly entrenched in the playoff hunt, they enter today a half game back of the Rays, which, oh my goodness, how did that happen? And a half game back of the Guardians last wild card spot. You know that they have to go out and get somebody. All right? It's not as easy. You have Brian Bello coming up. You have Franchi Cordero at first base. You have Jaron Duran. You have potential guys there. But I want you to think creatively. I want you to think outside the box to put them over the top. When we look at the 2022 world champion Boston Red Sox, they made this move, and it worked. What is this move?
Okay, you want me to start?
I want the metric man to start.
Okay, so I gave you earlier David Bednar, which that would cost you a lot. So let's say that doesn't happen. The two other guys that I would point to are, and Lou pointed this out on Twitter, David Robertson's having a good year. And the other guy, Rob, I may upset you because this may be your guy, Daniel Bard, having a really good year.
Poor Ken.
It's fine. I've got an alternate.
Oh, you do
that,
have an alternate.
But that is so obvious it makes so much sense. I mean, isn't that the prop? You got it right the wrong.
Yeah, and for people who are not, and some people, oh, he can't pitch in Boston. Listen, Daniel Bard has figured it out, and he may have become the first athlete to actually overcome the yips, and that's not hyperbole. If you can name another one, go ahead. I mean, this is an amazing, amazing story, because not only is he back pitching the major leagues after retiring because he had the yips, but go look at his numbers. I mean, his numbers are crazy. He's a legit closer. His fast, what is it? You love this. This scratches where you itch, Brian. His fastball spin rate is like 98th percentile, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Don't pretend like you don't know. Okay, come on.
No, I'll double check. I just want to be accurate. I don't want to say 98.
It does make a lot of sense. And I remember that I surfaced this last year, and I did the old who says no trade proposal.
95th, by the way.
There you go. Close enough. But I mentioned the guy, Chris Murphy, who's a really good prospect, right? Good pitching prospect. But that's the type of thing where he's in double A now. But that's the type of thing you have to get uncomfortable. I mean, you just have to get uncomfortable sometimes to get that type of guy. And you know, they were able to get two guys last year for two players that didn't make them uncomfortable. Dombrowski did a good job of giving up guys that didn't make them uncomfortable. But to get the right guy, sometimes you're going to have to give up the minor leaguer that you don't want to give up. All right, Ken, what do you got?
So, I mean, you pointed this out, Rob. They cannot – Franchi Cordero, nice story at times here, but that cannot be the plan, right? So they need the first baseman, maybe a first base outfielder, but what about Josh Bell? Washington Nationals, that's the guy. Final year of his contract, Nationals are going to definitely sell him. I don't think it costs you much as a rental, and you pair him with Dahlbeck, and you go for it again like that. Same with Schwarber last year.
I like that idea. I'm not going to poo-poo it. Josh Bell against right-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting .305 with an .870 OPS when playing first base. So, I do agree with you when it comes to that. Where Franchi's a nice story, but I don't know if you can ride Franchi through a playoff run. I just don't. Do you guys disagree?
No. Not that okay. Bell is proven in postseason. You know, he's not a postseason proven guy, but I just think he's the upside there. I mean, you get some home run from him.
Yeah, and so I would throw some other names out there because I think that's where you're going to look. And, you know, they're making this little bit of a run really without anything from Kike Hernandez. Let's not forget that. So
yeah.
Kike Hernandez comes back. He's also another guy who's in the last year his contract. The interesting thing will be does Chaim Bloom actually do something where he trades one of these guys for a guy that can help? In other words, you're getting rid of a guy that is part of this foundation, part of the ecosystem right now for someone that you think might be slightly better. So, in other words, trade Kike Hernandez for X player. I don't know. I mean, that would seem to be something that Chaim Bloom would entertain a whole lot more than Dave Dombrowski. I'll go down there. I like the path that you were going down, Ken. All right, there's a couple other guys. CJ Krohn of Colorado. He has an .885 OPS against righty pitching. Garrett Cooper of Miami. He has an .865 OPS. I think that's what you got to look at. The same thing is the Schwarber deal, right? Same thing. And as we've seen, it really has helped Bobby Dahlbeck, correct?
Yeah, and it's crazy.
On?
No, it's crazy how it happened 2 years in a row. Like, Bobby Dahlbeck last year, all of a sudden when Schwarber comes over, he was legitimately, like, one of the best hitters in the sport for more than a month, and it's happening again. Not to the same extent, Rob. I'm not trying to over-exaggerate it this year as it pertains or to compare it to last year, but it is crazy how his production gets better when somebody else gets here. I wish that wasn't the case, but it's happened. I believe in Franchi more than you guys do, so I'm not as gung-ho about adding a first baseman. You do think, though, Rob, that they need to add another right-handed arm to the bullpen, or do you just believe, okay, Whitlock goes back in there and it takes care of that role, and then you got another high-leverage guy there in the back end from the right side? Because look at the Blue Jays and the Yankees. You need righties in that pen.
Put it this way, what I would like to see happen, and I guess it's going to happen, and I think this has been a plan all along, is once Chris Sale comes back, you move Whitlock there, and you make sure, because this is another piece of the equation, you have to figure out, when you get to that trade line, what you have. You don't want to be guessing, right? You don't want to be guessing about Garrett Whitlock. Is he right? Can he get the job done? Can he be the closer? I want to see a good 3 weeks of what that guy looks like in that role. All right, 617-779-7937. Justin, the rest of you, see you lined up. We're going to get to you. But first, of course, I'm at the U.S. Open, the country club. Brian's at Fenway Park getting ready for the big game. The pregame show. Ken's in parts unknown. Coop's also at Fenway Park. I'm going to give you the best U.S. Open update in this trending now that's coming up right now.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The warm weather is here, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is saying, screw it, let's shoot it. Lick the salt, shoot the screwball. in the finish it with an orange slice. Lick it, shoot it, screw it. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Please enjoy responsibly. You can tune in to WEI this Red Sox season as we broadcast live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio before Red Sox weekend home games like we're doing right now. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. While the Sox made a move today, they traded cash considerations to the Phillies for James Norwood. The number is not pretty, a 190 whip on the season, but he does have a fastball that sits at 96.6 miles an hour. By the way, if you look at Daniel Bard, he sits at 97.9. I'm very intrigued in this. The Sox beat the Cardinals. I mean, yeah, he's one of the hardest fastballs in the sport. The Sox beat the Cardinals 6-2. Michael Wacha, 6 1/3, gave up just one earned. Those two go back at it again tonight. Game two of the three game set, 7:15 first pitch across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Network. You can tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10, or 6:15 rather. That's sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Cutter Crawford opposite Dakota Hudson in that one. Game two, Stanley Cup Final. Avalanche and Lightning. Puck drops at 8. You can hear that on AM 850. The Avs hold a 1-0 series lead. And The Athletic reporting the two favorites for the Bruins head coaching vacancy are ex-Rangers coach David Quinn and current Kraken assistant Jay Leach. Now, let's send it back to Brad Foe for an update from the U.S. Open. Minus means under par, Brad Foe. Go ahead.
Okay, I got it all figured out. Let me tell you, U.S. Open Championship at the Country Club. I'm here right now. I can tell you, big doings. Scottie Scheffler is 2 up on Aaron Wise and Jon Rahm in the lead for the U.S. Open Championship right now. He's at the 9th hole, Scottie Scheffler is. After that, it gets bunched up. Will Zalatoris, Will Fleming's guy, 3 under. Patrick Rogers, 3 under. The guy who started off in the lead, one of the two leaders, Joel Damon, dropping like a rock. Actually, both leaders are. So a lot going on here. As we said before, this is going to be shaping up to be an epic, epic run in terms of the U.S. Open, the final day. And I tell you what, we're very, very pleased to be sponsored by our great friends at Meiomi, the official wine of the PGA Tour, and also by Zingaroo. Zingaroo allows you to trade, chat, and compete with friends all in one app. Join now and get started with $25 on us. That is what's happening. Boots on the ground, U.S. Open Country Club.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Bradfoe Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Next time, this is Bradfoe Show. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Brian Barrett, Ken Laird, Coop. Ken, if you get a chance, I'm not going to spring it on you now. I should have asked this before. If you can find the Jared Saltalamacchia talking ghost drop, because everyone's talking about that. It's in the system. I know it is.
Okay. But,
yeah, because Gresham Keefe talked about it ad nauseum. And that was on the Jared Saltalamacchia was on the Bradfoe Show podcast early in the week. Of course, Jared Saltalamacchia, the former Red Sox catcher who is now coaching with the Bourne Braves in the great Cape Cod League. The great Brian, have you ever been on the Cape Cod League?
I haven't, Rob. Think about that.
Hold on. Oh, you asked me. Okay, now go ahead. I really want to go.
I never had the opportunity to go. I've been to the Cape, obviously, but never for a game. I need to get out there this summer, man.
Brian, well, it's not that far from me. I'll come down, swing by, pick me up. We'll do a nice little date. Go to the Gateman or something.
Yeah, I really do want to go though. So Salty's coaching there. I like that.
Yeah, coaching the Bourne Braves, and I feel you there, Brian, because up until a few years ago, you know, we're both North Shore guys. We're, you know, the Cape wasn't on our radar other than Jessica Biel getting out of the pool in summer catch. So it's which, by the way, I get $5 every time I mention that. Yeah, so the Cape League is by being down there, doing the manager's brunch every year. Such great people, so awesome. And once again, Jared Saltalamacchia, he's coaching down there. He's also went on the Bradfoe Show to talk about ghosts, which I want to get to in a little bit, because another person, then Coop and I talked to John Schreiber, John 8 Miles Schreiber, and asked him about ghosts. And then Ryan Brazier came over, and he talked about ghosts. Everyone's talking about it, but I got to get Brian Barrett's take on it as well, because when it comes to the paranormal, everyone knows they go to Metric Man for the definitive answer. But first, we got to go to Justin in New Hampshire. Hey, Justin, how are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Bravo?
Not much. How's it going?
Hey, just heading down to the Red Sox game. Going to bring my son right now to his first Red Sox game.
Ooh,
so
nice.
You know, we're going to outshine those Cardinals fans tonight. So, just wanted
how old's your son, Justin?
He's 10 years old.
All right. I mean, nice. That's excellent, because that means if you said like 3 years old, when you take a kid to the game the first time as a 3 year old, all you're doing is seeing how much food you can shove down their gullet. I mean, at 10 years old, I bet your son likes baseball, right?
Yes, he actually plays baseball, so he loves it. And this is actually our weekend. My mom's had weekend season tickets since the 80s, so it's almost like a family tradition at this point.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah, I need a prediction from you. Is your son there? Does he want to give a prediction?
Yeah. Nolan, you want to give him a prediction? He says Red Sox by 12.
Hey, Dakota Hudson does stink. So
all right, Justin.
Something.
Thanks. And have a great time tonight or today. All right? Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Him saying up by they're going to win by 12 was even better than what I was hoping he was going to say, which was the Mr. T pain. Prediction? Pain. Pain for the Cardinals.
You thought his son was going to say that?
Yeah, why?
He probably doesn't know who Mr. T is. Yeah,
I know. A clever
but that's line. Awesome, going to this first baseball game, coming to Fenway Park.
I do want to give a shout-out to everybody, obviously, tomorrow's Father's Day, right? Correct? Am I right?
Yes. Happy Father's Day to you, Rob. Ken, Coop
happy,
as well.
Thanks.
Yep. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yes. Happy Father's Day to me, the 24-year-old.
Well, I mean, so?
Tatum. Yeah, that's right. Tatum's got a kid.
Yeah, of course. But Ken Laird, what are you doing on Father's Day?
I'll be at the U.S. Open. Nice brunch with the family and then out to the Open.
You know, 10 years ago, did you think you would be saying to young Maya, your daughter, saying, listen, I would love to spend Father's Day with you, but I got to go cover the U.S. Open.
Well, she understands.
Sure she does.
Happy Father's Day to my father, too. He's had to deal with me my whole life, so.
And me, Bill Bradford, yes, I know that Bill Bill is listening. So Bill Bradford, my dad, of course, happy Father's Day. So we get all the happy Father's Day out of the way, and it's going to be a great weekend of baseball at Fenway Park. So did you find that clip?
Yeah, it's about a minute long.
Yeah, it's okay. So we did. So what we did was we had a podcast with Jared Saltamacchia, and Coop asked a good question about the one knee thing. Brian, you big proponent of the one knee catching thing?
Oh, Lou hates that.
I didn't ask about Lou. I asked you.
I feel like Vasquez has been better lately. I mean, I don't hate it. It affected him early on in the season for sure. I don't understand the whole idea that Coors is about the athleticism,
but I don't know if you could tell listening to this, and Coop tell me if I'm wrong, but I think Jared Saltamacchia is not a big fan of the whole thing. And it's like the thing of, well, you know, you catch on one knee, the metrics will show that you make up for it in pitch frame. Nah, like, I've seen too many balls get by guys anyway. But more importantly, we asked him about the Vinoy Hotel in St. Petersburg, which is a team hotel. This is what he said.
No, I've seen ghosts. I've seen two ghosts there.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
all right. Do tell.
All right, hold on. Let's just pause a second. All right, go.
All right, so the one time was the woman in the white dress who walks down the hallways. You know, that was just like a quick little glimpse. We had gotten in late one night, like 2 a.m. from, you know, New York probably, because we were out late. Anyways, and so I saw that as I was going to the room. And then the other time was I was laying in bed. I locked the door, deadbolt, and sometime in the morning, 2, 3 a.m, I wake up and the deadbolt was open. The door was open. What the hell? So I get up, close that, lay back down, and I just kind of look into the window, and I could see a shadow of two people, a little boy and a guy in a top hat, just standing in front of the window. It was just their shadow. It wasn't like a full-on picture of them. And I was just like, all right, turned back over and went to bed and just pretend that wasn't there.
Man, that's a major league ball player right there. You just ice in your veins. You saw some ghosts, and you're like, all right, we'll call it a night.
I'm just going with their friendly ghosts. They didn't say anything. They didn't talk to me. So
some Casper action.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, there you go. That is your catcher from the 2013 World Champion Red Sox, along with David Ross, telling you that he saw a ghost. That's the type of news we break here in the Bradfo Show. So I am going to ask you a very important question. Brian Barrett, metric man, a guy who deals in fact, figures, and science. Do you believe in ghosts?
No, but it does sort of sum up that 2013 team. We talk about the 2014 being the idiots. Those guys had a lot of crazy players in 2013. The Gomeses of the world, now apparently Salty, Napoli, Pedroia's nuts. Like, yeah, okay. And weren't they drinking, Rob? Correct me if I'm wrong. That was part of the story they were drinking?
It was not part of the ghost story. No,
but were they drinking?
were they consuming
alcoholic beverages?
At some point, I'm sure they consumed alcoholic beverages.
No, I don't believe in ghosts, Rob.
Season.
You know, I don't believe in ghosts because they're not real.
My ghost hunting friends.
Ken, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't not believe in ghosts, but I've never seen evidence of it. I'm an evidence guy. I've never seen it. I don't doubt. I'm not an atheist toward it.
Isn't that kind of different? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's crazy for saying that. I'm sure it could have happened to him, but has that ever happened to you?
No, it has not happened to me. But, you know, I know that the Vinoy Hotel, and the reason we brought this up, what you're talking about, Brian, is the story we were talking about was in 2013, they had this off day in September, that crazy group that they had in 2013, and they were doing cannonballs into 5 feet deep water at the Vinoy mm-hmm. Hotel pool. So we were talking about that, and he's like, oh, the Vinoy is ghosts. He's like, you haven't seen ghosts? He's like, I absolutely have seen him. So to Ken's point, like, so, okay, you know, you believe – you actually can. You believe what
he's saying. I
guess
I'm a believer then, because I buy people's stories on it. I'm waiting for it to happen to me. It's not happened to me, but I do believe it's possible.
When he says, I saw the guy in the top hat, I saw the woman in the white dress, you believe that he did see that?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Okay. So, Coop?
Not crazy. I mean, that is amazing that he saw it, but yet not crazy that he said it. Yes.
Coop, you believed him. I could tell in your voice when you were talking to him.
I'm not a believer myself. I believe people may perceive that they see something, and I'm not going to tell them that they didn't see anything. But like Ken, I haven't seen anything, so I'm not going to put any weight on it.
Shrooms are a crazy drug, man.
I think
you know
they,
from experience.
No,
yeah, that's the only solid food that Brian eats.
you can't have sex with ghosts.
so, So the next podcast we did with John 8 Mile Shriver. We call him 8 Mile because he's from Detroit, obviously. And he we asked him, Coop, right? He believes in ghosts. And then Brazier comes over, and he was more, even more definitive. He believes in ghosts and aliens. So I think that this is a great conversation. Maybe not for now. But what I want to do is I want to talk about believing people. We talked about this earlier in the day with Ken and Curtis. We have not had a show since I did my Mookie Betts interview. And Mookie Betts obviously came on, and we did not talk about ghosts. We did not talk about aliens, but we did talk about whether or not he wanted to come back to Boston. So when Mookie Betts said on the podcast that he wants to, he absolutely would have come back to Boston, this narrative that he didn't want to come back is completely false. You know, when he said, I'm like, okay, you know, I believe you. That's fine. I thought everybody loved him in Boston. But after that was posted, I was taken aback by how many people were like, he's lying, he's lying, he's lying.
Can you believe it?
Do you guys believe him?
Are you serious? No, I don't believe him for a second, Rob. I don't believe him for 1 second. Are you kidding me? What's he making out there? Oh, $30.4 million per season. What was the last documented offer that the Red Sox made? What was the last report? Wasn't it for $30 million a season? No, yeah, he didn't want to be here anymore. 10. Yeah, okay. So he didn't want to be here anymore.
Well, no,
bottom
no,
line,
okay,
and there's
okay.
nothing wrong with that, but he is lying about this, Rob.
That's a different conversation. You're just changing the conversation, which is, okay, yes, the Red Sox didn't offer as much as the Dodgers, but if the Red Sox offered $365 million at the time that he offered them, do you think that Mookie Betts would have taken it?
No.
Because he doesn't want to come back to Boston?
Yes, I don't think he wanted to play here. I think we have evidence of that.
So, okay, Ken?
I've said forever I don't believe him, that he didn't want to play here. But that actually convinced me somewhat. I don't know if I'm duped. I don't know if the Bradfo aura and mystique has pulled me in. But you seem very convinced. And so does Lou, by the way. Merlone believes, just as a fact, they didn't offer him anywhere close to what he's going to get. Or yeah. Was going to get at the time.
But it's two different things, right? Yeah. I mean, it's two different things. And when we talked about this earlier, it was, you know, I said, well, I think people have this narrative who don't have any information. They have this narrative because he kept saying it's a business, it's a business, it's a business. I want $400 million. And then he just goes and signed for $365 million. Well, we know that that was because of the pandemic, that everyone's freaking about the business of baseball. But people were saying, oh, well, you know, he didn't want to come here. He didn't want to come back, and he was asking for an outrageous amount of money. Well, you know, I think he was asking for an outrageous amount of money, not because he didn't want to come back, but because that's what he valued himself at. And I can tell you, sitting there with him bringing it up multiple times, talking even after the tape recorder was off, like, to me, I don't know. I believe him. I believe that he would have come back if the offer was similar.
And the Red Sox haven't protested that at all, have they, since he said that?
What do you mean protesting?
Have you heard anything, Rob, from the Red Sox? Like, have they said that's not true? Like, anything about Mookie in
even
that podcast?
Even a report, even, like, putting it out there through a reporter that it was not true, that he never wanted to play.
No, just the opposite. I mean, talking to Chaim Bloom, I think he's in line with that. That, like, I don't think he thought that Mookie was absolutely not going to come back, because if he did, he probably wouldn't even made the offer to begin with. But it was...
But let me ask you it this way, then, Rob. Would he have signed the contract he signed with the Dodgers prior to free agency with the Red Sox?
No.
Okay, so that's where the risk, that's where there is
right,
a difference
but,
here,
but again, there's a reason for that. There's an obvious reason for that, which is when you got into the pandemic, you know, he was asking for, or whatever, $400 million, around what Trout was making. And when he was asking for it, by the way, people didn't think that was crazy. He was that good a player. He was that level
right.
of player.
MVP.
Right. And so when you're saying, well, if the Red Sox were at $365 million, would the Red Sox have offered? Would he have taken that at that time? Maybe, but it was a different time.
Another Mookie moment.
Ooh, man, who made that call?
Tim Nevert.
Ooh, Tim Nevert. Oh, man. Blast from the past. There you go. He's still making money.
Then Josh Lewin. That was my favorite.
No, easy. Good guy, Josh Lewin. Had UCLA shirts for everybody.
Oh, my. Oh, those are the best shirts.
And
dude.
A good podcast.
The second best shirt.
Very good post-show podcast that he did diligently every day. I got to give him credit for that.
Nothing.
I like the fake tournament that he had. Remember that? It was like the best teams of all time versus each other.
All right, so
I didn't know Barrett hated Lewin. Wow.
No, I don't hate him. I
Barrett
was just
sneakily hates about three people.
Yes, that's true. I've noticed that. He's got vendettas.
I don't hate him.
He definitely has vendettas. Yeah. He definitely it was
there's much more to Barrett than meets the eye on him.
I can tell you there's the aforementioned announcer, which he just revealed. There's another person at the station he hates, and there's also Chris Owings, who he bizarrely hates as well. Because he had the gall to lead off for the Red Sox in one day.
Well, no, that was Rob. That is one of the great all-time stories. Like, Cora is usually on top of things, but remember he referenced after the game that he hits righties well or something.
It's so bizarre that you still haven't got over that. But listen, before we go to a break, I want to get to John in Longmeadow because he's got some important information. What's going on, John?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So. Just as a quick backstory, I'm 56, about 15 years old, on Nantucket, my uncle's house. We were upstairs, and I was sleeping in between my two girl cousins, nothing weird, and there's a closet, which, of course, I'm not really that large at the time, but I hear this rocking chair creaking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's what woke me up. And then I see this gal sitting at a table with her head on her hand, and it appeared that she was, you know, thinking. And now one of my cousins, Priscilla Coote, is an artist, and I said, I thought, okay, she had an idea and she wants to put it on paper, which I was not that brilliant at 15, but I said, hey, what's PC doing? So I waited. I literally shook my cousin Ellen to wake her up, to tell her, ask why is she sitting, because it was just a silhouette. And then by the time she woke up, image was gone. And then the next day, sure enough, in a closet is a rocking chair with stuff on it, whether or not that was creaking or not, but I don't know.
So you believe Jared Saltalamacchia?
But I can tell you this, I'm 56, and it's still not as evident as it was maybe 10 years ago, but this 40 years ago, and I guess 41 years ago, it's still pretty clear in my mind what this gal looked like. So, right.
Well,
it
John,
was a dreamer.
John, do you believe that Mookie Betts was telling the truth?
I don't know. It would be
what's disturbing is that you're much more definitive believing in the ghost than you are in Mookie Betts. All right, John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We get to the bottom of a lot. Calling the ghost a gal. That's something. 617-779-7937. We appreciate it. We're getting to the bottom of a lot of stuff. That's what we do here at the Bradfoo Show. We have solved a lot of problems, including Brian Barrett, how many people he hates.
I just thought that was a funny podcast. That's all I'm saying. And he was obsessed with the fact that the Blue Jays were playing the Red Sox at the same time that the Maple Leafs were playing the Bruins. He thought that was like the craziest
after
thing ever.
After the break.
It happens.
I know Ken loves power rankings. I want Brian Metric Man's Barrett's power rankings of the people he hates.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, but if you want to weigh in on the Mookie situation and how it relates also, I do want to get into the Devers thing and how it does relate into Devers, because there's a very real parallel to be drawn, and we can talk about Devers, because Ian Brown tweeted this out earlier in the week, and I was like, that's it. That's it right there, which is, it feels like David Ortiz. It feels for the first player, when the guy gets up, it feels like David Ortiz. Like something is going to happen that you have to stop in your tracks. We can talk about that, but first we've got to take a break.
No, but first we need a U.S. Open update.
Oh, we do? Okay. Oh, man.
Because there is a major Will Fleming-related development.
Ooh, Let me guess. All right. Zalatoris?
Zalatoris, share the lead right now.
Okay, I got you. Will Zalatoris shares a lead with Scottie Scheffler, both at 4-under. Aaron Wise, John Rahm in number 2 spot, 3-under. Then you have two guys in the 3rd spot, Matt Fitzpatrick, Colin Morikawa, both 2-under. So, it, as we said before, it's shaping up to be a great, great final day here at the U.S. Open Championship at the Country Club, which is I'm here, boots on the ground. Thank you for reminding me, Ken. A lot of good stuff happening in the great world of Boston sports. We'll be back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, it is the Bradford Show. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Brian Barrett, Ken Laird, Coop, the whole gang. The whole gang. I'm here at the U.S. Open Championship Country Club. Brian Barrett, Brian Metric Man Barrett, is at Fenway Park getting ready for the pregame show as well, which is going to be awesome, along with the broadcast.
Let's go Sox! Will, let's go!
There you go. A lot of St. Louis fans out there still on Lansdowne Street.
Starting to trickle in, Rob, less on the streets as there were earlier. But you know what I don't understand is the random, like, I just saw a Mets shirt. What's up with that? Like, why do people, in an Astro shirt earlier, why do people wear random teams when their
That's
team
all
is...
They got. They don't have the money that you have. That's all they can get, okay?
That's
all right, Brian? All right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for setting the scene. I'll set the scene here at the media tent. There's a lot of people eating snacks and telling me to shut up. So there you go. You happy? Everyone happy? And I can also tell you that Will Fleming's guy, Zalatoris, he's going to run away with this thing, Ken. He's going to run away with it. He's in first place.
Well, Will knows his golf. He and his brother, obviously, big golfers. And he is made for this course, according to Will, so I agree.
He knows what he's talking. And the guys who were leading to begin the day, I mean, they're dropping like flies. My guy Morikawa, I mean, he's there. And then Damon way back. So, you know, listen, Will, right again, Will Fleming. Excellent job.
Bradfo-Damas and the Red Sox lead in extra innings.
Was that a predicted home run, Rob?
That would have been one of my 50 million Bobby Dalbec predicted home runs that actually came to fruition. All right.
Senor Octubre or whatever they're calling him.
His brand has never been hotter. Oh, my goodness. Can we just root that Rafi Devers goes on every postgame show? This is like a sitcom, those two, Will Fleming and Rafi Devers. It's such so awesome. I love listening. Because Rafi, here's a little trade secret. There's a reason why Rafi speaks English in the postgame show with Will Fleming. He feels comfortable. Because Will, obviously, very, very good at Spanish, as is Brian Barrett, obviously. Is it Latin or is it Spanish? Which are you fluent in?
No, I'm not fluent in Spanish. I minored in it, but I'm not fluent in it.
Wait a second. You can speak it, though?
No, I only minored in it for, like, my first year. Then I dropped it. I minored in political science.
Oh, you and Coop. All right, let's go. But Will Fleming is excellent talking to Rafi Devers. Rafi Devers feels comfortable talking to English. So let's all hope and pray that what Rafi Devers, once again, does something good enough to be on the post-game show, the walk-off interview with Will and Joe. All right, let's go to Brett on the phones. Brett, what's going on? How you doing today?
No, I'm doing well. Good evening, gentlemen. And first, I'd like to start off and thank both you and Brian for your intrepid baseball analysis and reporting.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And thank you, obviously, to subscribing to the podcast along with me and Coop and the rest of the gang. So thank you so much.
Which I haven't done, but I will do. Anywho, I usually only call you guys about weird stuff, so ghost stories. I'm 48 in 1992, so 30 years ago, I moved to Colorado when I was 18, and I went to Winter Park, and I was trying to find an apartment. I got an apartment, but I had to stay in multiple locations waiting for the apartment to open. And one evening, I found this place that was renting rooms, and they had three rooms available. Both were not haunted, and then one was haunted. they charge less for the haunted room, supposedly. I was like, you just told me the room's haunted, it costs less. They're like, don't worry about it. She just comes out and sweeps the floors. Okay. I got woke up about 3 in the morning by a presence. This is the thing with stories like this. I felt it. I felt it. And then I literally saw things on the floor move and nothing else. Like dust and dirt. Wow. Woke up, checked out, paid the bill, and never went back. Like, I got my money's worth.
So you do believe that when Jared Saltalamacchi talks about seeing the ghost at the team hotel?
Okay, so I have a poster. You know, you have the Xbox, Fox Mulder. I want to believe. I don't really want to believe. It scares me to actually see it happen. I want to believe, but when you see the evidence, I don't like the evidence. Quick question, Rob. I live on the Cape, so I'm curious to check out a Commodores game when Salty's team is in town. What team is he coaching for?
Bourne Braves. The Bourne Braves.
So I'm going to try to. I will put that day off so I can go down there and check out the Bourne Braves.
Here's the thing, Brett, is that what's baffling to me is that so we've had a couple of callers talking about their firm belief in ghosts. Yet when we bring up, do you believe in Mookie Betts, we don't have a firm belief. Like, what? So which is baffling, right? I mean, it's like, can we just – Brian Barrett's the firmest belief we have of anybody. Like, even Ken Laird is back and forth on Mookie.
To be honest, remember when Mookie went out and just, like, served meals after the game and, like, everything? Like, Mookie's going to do that anywhere, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's not that Mookie, like, loved this. Mookie's going to do that anywhere. But whether the negotiations with the Sox with him were legit or legit to the point where his agent pushed him further is different. I think if this was a little less agented, Mookie would have been here. Now, the question I'm looking at that right now, like, because at that point, they're looking at Xander and Mookie at the same time. Just like you're looking at Rafi and Xander or Rafi and whatever. My question is, I feel like it's the same thing with Jason and Jalen. This is always this, you've got two guys and we can't pay both. You know,
why?
Get to them early as you can.
Yeah, but, and Brett, thanks so much for calling, Brett. I appreciate it. You know, but this is the thing. And Brian made a quick reference to this as the trade that they just made for our good friend John Norwood, the pitcher, where who cares? As long as it doesn't affect anything else, that's fine. So when you sign somebody, like, you have to see how it affects something else. And did you sign this guy? Because you couldn't sign these other guys. One of the quick things Mookie said when I sat down with him was something along the lines of, well, the Red Sox had different priorities or had different, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they wanted to spend their money in different ways. And obviously they signed Chris Sale. They signed Eovaldi. So there was a luxury tax issue then. But now when you're sitting here, like, I don't think there's an issue in terms of paying these guys. You can pay all of them. You can.
Right.
Dodgers had, like, what, $40 million in luxury tax? Like, who cares?
Well, and that's one of the lessons I took, Rob, from the NBA Finals. Look at all the money the Warriors spent. They're going to be, like, the richest team or the highest-priced team in the history of the NBA. Steve Ballmer is doing the same thing out there with the Clippers. He made a move at the deadline that increased their luxury tax bill, knowing that Kawhi Leonard wasn't going to return. Ownership is a massive advantage in sports, and when you have guys like Devers and Bogarts, it behooves you as an organization to sign good players. This isn't overcomplicated. I don't have any sympathy for the price that you're going to have to pay. I get all this stuff with the CBT, but I'm fine with the CBT if I have Rafael Devers, Xander Bogarts, Trevor Story, and all these guys sign long-term. I'm good with that. And when Marcelo Mayer comes up, then you figure out that issue when it comes about. You don't have to worry about that right now. You need to worry about winning in 2022, winning in 2023, because if you're not, what the hell else are you doing? I don't care about 2026. Win now. You have an opportunity. This team is absolutely stacked. You have an opportunity to win a World Series this year, next year. Pay the team.
Who is that kid? What are you doing?
That's John Henry. I love his laugh.
He's a money laugh. Flex your financial muscles. You have them. Flex them. The Warriors are flexing them. The Dodgers are flexing them. Flex them.
There you go.
And they do spend. This isn't me saying they don't spend, but I have been in the camp like this whole time, like, well, can you afford both these guys? Can you pay? Yes, you can. Get it done.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying, but so I think we're on the same train, which is you know, sign Devers, sign Bogaerts. You have those three guys. Now, would you sign J.D. Martinez? The reality is that J.D. Martinez is probably going to get something somewhere else because all the National League teams need DHs. He's the best DH out there. He's going to make his money, and I can't see that the Red Sox value him like they should. I mean, this is – to me, I understand why they don't. But it's such a dangerous thing to move on from J.D. Martinez. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. It's such a dangerous thing. And we've seen this example. I've said this a million times. But when you moved on from David Ortiz, you made that mistake. You thought everyone was going to get a little bit better. And you thought you were going to be able to fill in with Hanley Ramirez, who didn't know how to DH and wasn't a good DH anyway. And so, then you figure out that you need that guy. So you go out and you pay the money for J.D. Martinez, and it changes everything. You do need that guy. I mean, look at Tampa Bay, right, Brian? Look at Tampa Bay Rays last year. Everyone talks about Chaim Bloom and the Tampa Bay Rays model. Oh, they're just going to rotate DH. They don't want to pay DH. What did they do last year? Halfway through the year, they went out and got the preeminent DH. Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, and the thing, too, that I think maybe goes underrated is the fact that you have to have a certain mentality to be able to do that job. You can't just sign a random player and say, hey, he's going to be our DH. Like, it takes a lot to go through that during the game. That was part of the thing at the beginning of this whole thing when JD's like, oh, I like it more when I play in the field, et cetera, because it keeps him active. But you have got to have, like David Ortiz had, and, of course, JD has these routines. And just think about it from this context, Rob. Remember when JD didn't have his video in 2020? And it, like, completely threw him off. Now, I know he's very calculated in his approach, and he wants to watch all the video, but I would also contend part of that is he needs to burn time in between innings, right? As a DH, he doesn't go out there in the field. So it's a totally different thing going from an everyday player to a DH.
Well,
and
he said that in an interview that I did with him a couple weeks ago, which was, you think that, in his words, you think that Devers wants to DH? You think that Bogaerts wants to DH? They don't want to DH, and not only because they like the juice of playing in the field, but because they don't have all the things that you said. They don't have
Never done it.
No, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it goes underrated. And the other thing I just say about JD, Rob, is I could understand this conversation a couple of years ago, but if you look at him right now, he's in his 34-year-old.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.